"The trains are coming, Dickus," one of his men shouted. "Torch the pile," Templeton called, and a moment later a rather substantial fire flamed up from the pile of brushwood. Smoke Jensen had gone to Denver with Pearly and Cal to set up a plant that would ship beef, already butchered and processed, in refrigerated cars to markets in the East. Handling already processed meat was much cheaper than shipping live cattle, and the result was a greater profit to the rancher. Smoke built the plant, not only for himself, but also for other cattlemen in Colorado as well as in Wyoming. He had left Pearly and Cal in Denver to see to the final details, and was on the way back home, changing trains in Pueblo so he could take the Red Cliff Special on its overnight run. He would be arriving in Big Rock at 6 o'clock in the morning. There were no sleeper cars on the train, so Smoke was napping as best he could in the seat. The train had been underway for 5 hours when it came to a sudden shuddering, screeching, and banging halt, stopping so abruptly it awakened Smoke with a start. He didn't know what was going on, but he knew it certainly wasn't a normal stop. He looked through the windows to see where they were, but the lanterns that lit the inside of the car cast reflections on the windows, making it difficult to see through them and into the dark outside. "Why did we stop?" someone asked.
"Did we hit something? I was thrown so that I nearly broke my neck," a man complained.
Though he couldn't see anything through the windows, Smoke could hear voices outside, rough and guttural, and he had a feeling the train was being robbed. He pulled his pistol and held it down in his lap.
"Everyone stay in their seats," a man shouted, bursting into the car from the front.
He was wearing a hood over his face, and he held a pistol pointed toward the passengers in the car.
"What is the meaning of this?"
a man shouted indignantly. He started to get up, but the gunman moved quickly toward him and brought his pistol down sharply over the man's head. The passenger groaned and fell back. A woman who had been sitting with him cried out in alarm.
"Anybody else?" the gunman challenged. "Maybe you folks didn't hear me when I said everyone stay in their seats."
Another gunman came in to join the first.
"What happened?" "Nothing I can't handle." "Is everything under control out there?"
"Yeah, everything is fine. Just keep everyone in here covered."
The second gunman left the car. The remaining train robber took off his hat.
"Now, folks, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to walk down this aisle and hold my head out."
He chuckled.
"You know, sort of like what they do in church. But I don't just want a coin or two like you do when you're in church. I want everything you have. And if I see any of you holding out on me, well, I have to shoot you."
The gunman started down the aisle making his collection, and though the first few people cooperated, when he got to a young woman holding a baby, she protested.
"Please, this is all the money I have. I'm taking it to my husband so we can buy a house."
"I said don't nobody hold back," the gunman said menacingly. "Now you just empty that bag of urine into my hat."
"Leave the lady alone," Smoke said. The train robber looked over at Smoke.
"Mister, this here's a train robbery. Maybe you don't understand how train robberies work. You see, I take the money, and people like you give the money, so you might as well get your money out, 'cause soon as I get the money from the little mama here, well, I'll be taking yours.
If you want to live, put the hat down now so the people can get their money back and leave this car," Smoke said.
"If I want to live?" The gunman's laugh was a high-pitched cackle. "Mister, I'm the one holding the gun here, or ain't you noticed?
Leave this car now or die," Smoke said calmly.
"I've had about enough of you, mister."
Pointing his pistol at Smoke, the train robber pulled the hammer back. That was as far as he got before, in a lightning move, Smoke brought his own pistol up from his lap and pulled the trigger. Dropping his gun, the robber clutched his chest and staggered back a few steps.
"What the hell?"